Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Let's take a look at the headlines from RNZ's Rural News Desk this week with reporter Sally Murphy. And Sally, we've been talking a lot about drought these last few weeks, and this week the rain has poured down. Has it been in the areas which really need it?
It has. The heavy rain that's been lashing the west coast most of this week has actually moved to the top of the South Island overnight. We did a bit of a ring around Marlborough this morning to farmers, and they're actually pretty happy to see the rain, as it's been months since any decent downpours. And fortunately, the heavy rain isn't causing too many issues there. It's kind of been the same on the west coast. Huge rainfall has fallen there this week, but not too many issues reported at this stage.
And this week you've reported on a record profit for Westland Milk.
Yes, it's netted a profit of $55.9 million. That's due to strong sales of its butter. The company's now on the lookout for new farmer suppliers to help meet growing demand for its dairy products. Here's Westland Chief Executive Richard Waith.
It's been a big part of it. Like any strategy, you have to have good capital programs, and we basically doubled the size of our butter plant, and then really that came to fruition in 2023. So that and really opened up the US market for us by doubling our padded butter, which is our consumer butter production. So that enabled us to, as I say, drive into the US and deliver strong outcomes as a result.
Now, some news this week about new uses for strong wool.
Yes, this is the coarser type of wool used in carpets and upholstery. The market has been down in the dumps, so innovation has been key here in getting better returns for farmers. A company based in Christchurch, Woolsource, has made some technological breakthroughs, allowing strong wool to be made into powders and pigments. It's already making lipstick with the Karen Murrell brand, using pigment from wool keratin. We put in a call to Woolsource's chief executive, Tom Hooper, to find out more.
All of the carriers that carry colour globally pretty much are petrochemical compounds, and they don't break down. Because of the way we do it and the fact that we use wool as our particle base, we have 100% bio content and we're 100% biodegradable. And yes, it means we're now competitive in those fields. When it all came together, yeah, it was a good day.
Tom Hooper told us they want to build a production factory in the near future, which could be scaled up with the support of their large clients. He's pretty excited to have a project that could use up to 20% of New Zealand's strong wool clip.
Wow, that's amazing. The government's taking another look at freshwater farm plans, Sally.
It is. It's reviewing the current system, which it says is too costly, complex and too broadly applied. Freshwater farm plans were introduced back in 2019 for basically every farm that has over 20 hectares in pastoral use to help improve environmental outcomes. Some regions have already begun rolling out the plans, but Associate Minister for the Environment, Andrew Hoggard, says the government isn't happy with them.
The one thing I've found talking to numerous groups sort of coming into the role was whichever group I talked to, it seemed to be a completely different understanding of what's required or what they're supposed to be doing or what they can't do. And it just seemed like, actually, we've got to get everyone on the same page. So, I mean, part of that may be that there is a pause just while we get everyone on the same page.
Now, also this week, warnings over threats to productive land.
Yes, a report from the Ministry for the Environment showed more productive soil is eroding or being used for urban development, and Horticulture New Zealand says more needs to be done to protect these soils. The report suggested a reduction in productive land around Auckland and Waikato could raise fruit and vegetable prices by up to 58% over the next 20 years.
Now, Federated Farmers is celebrating news of a probe into rural banking.
That's right. The lobby group did a survey a year ago which found farmer satisfaction with their banks was at an all-time low, and the number of farmers reporting they had come under undue pressure from their bank was at an all-time high. Among the concerns, farmers paying much higher interest rates than their urban counterparts. So it's been announced there'll be a Parliamentary Select Committee investigation into rural banking, and Fed Farmers says that's a positive first step.
To the wine harvest now, Sally, and it's wrapped up early this year in Marlborough.
It has. It's been one of the earliest ever finishes for many growers. The hot, dry summer saw fewer bunches and smaller grapes, with volumes down by about 20%. Some other news from the wine industry. Cloudy Bay Winery is set to double its Pinot Noir production after buying a farm in Otago. About 18 hectares of the farm beside Lake Dunstan will be planted in the Pinot Noir variety. Cloudy Bay's technical manager, Jim White, says it's exciting times.
The altitude's about 320 metres, which is quite a little bit higher than our Northbourne vineyard, and we think that's going to be perfectly suited because it'll be a little bit later ripening. Wine style will be slightly different to what we currently get, and we think it'll really complement our current vineyard holding. But also, thinking forward, as we've got a warming climate, it's going to be a little bit later ripening, so it sort of hedges our bets against climate change.
Jim White says it will be about 8 years before vines mature and grow enough quality grapes to produce a premium export Pinot Noir.
Now, Sally, you've got some news on the rural real estate market.
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet. New data from the Real Estate Institute shows in the 3 months ended February, there were 104 fewer farm sales than in the same period the year before. That's a 32% drop. However, prices are up, with the median price per hectare for all farms sold in the same period just over $28,000, an 8.5% increase compared to last year.
Now, just finally, Sally, there's been a development in the area of agricultural training.
There has. There's going to be a complete overhaul of food and fibre qualifications. This is because the number studying in the area has been declining in recent years. The review will be led by Muka Tangata, that's the People, Food and Fibre Workforce Development Council. It'll involve all agricultural qualifications outside of university, including level 2 and 3 courses done at high school.
Thanks, Sally. That's Sally Murphy with the Rural News Wrap.
You're listening to Country Life on RNZ National, 101 FM.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.